Hello, Apollo 10, Houston. We have a time crossing latitude for correction longitude for site 1, 764920. Over.
Go. Roger.
Roger, Charlie, and I think we're coming over the Tarantius twins now. Looks like we got them real clear.
Roger, we copy. 10, what's your early estimate of landmark tracking ability? Jake do a good job for you? You got a lot of good landmarks?
Starting to look just like NASA Road 1 out there now.
Sounds really great. Over.
Roger. Well, just wait till this afternoon. At the speed we're traveling, that TV camera with the zoom should really give you a fantastic picture.
We're standing by.
NASA Road 1 is the road in front of the manned spacecraft center.
Hey, Charlie, you'll be glad to know we're walking right up our LEM chart, right up our track in the Apollo Ridge right now. We've just seen the four Tarantius, Papa, Kilo, Hotel, and George. We've seen Big Tarantius. We're looking at Miss EA and Miss EAA, and Seki K ought to be coming up, and then Seki.
Roger, we copy, 10. We're following along with you.
That was Gene Cernan calling out those landmarks along the ground track.
We're B1 right now, come to think of it.
All right, we copy.
Sechi is very well defined as we come into Apollo Ridge and the rail perpendicular to the ridge and parallel to the ridge is very well defined in this area. The chicken track area is very easy to see from this altitude.
Are we copy, Dan? 10, Houston, as you near Site 1, if you get a chance, could you comment on the volcanic cones in the highlands south of track? Over.
Houston, Apollo 10, we're right over Cinch Arenas at this time, at least through my hatch window. Over.
Roger, Tom. We copy. We're plotting you right along. Over.
And I've got the Terminator out my window coming up. It sure makes the landscape look a little different.
Roger, 10, could you comment on the shadows as you come up to the Terminator and your ability to detect landmarks in that area? Over.
I think it's going to be real good. Just like the eight guys said, you can see down into these shadows.
Roger, good show, John.
Like, I'm looking at down on one crate. I'm looking down at one crater, and there's a crater on that's underneath the shadow, but I don't have any trouble at all seeing it from here.
Roger.
Okay, we've reached a 208 inertia, and we'll just hold this attitude around since it's the sleep attitude as per flight plan.
Roger, we confirm.
There's no doubt about it. This Maria area out here is darker than the other. It looks like it's turning nearly black, where before, looking out there, it looks like a light shade of grayish brown. And I bet that TV camera will show it to you pretty good. Over.
Roger, we're standing by for the TV and stopping our break at 208 inertial. Over.
Charlie, I got Theophilus right on the Terminator here, and you can see well down into it. It's got a very pronounced central peak, which is not nearly as high as a rim, and it's got a little rim crater just on the inside, which is very easily distinguishable. And then just preceding it at 30 east and about 11 south, the small crater preceding it, in contrast, has no central peak that's visible.
Roger, 10, we've located you on a map.
Okay,
go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, well, I'm right over Masculine and Masculine B now, and be leading right into landing site 2.
Roger, we've keeping a check on all your systems. Everything looks great to us. You got a great spacecraft.
And Sidewinder Reel and Diamondback Reel stand out just tremendous here. We're just about to cross the Terminator.
Roger.
Boy, that's really something there. I don't see why the fish aren't dumped down that creek.
And Torricelli is off to the right on my forward window, very easily distinguishable at this sun angle. Those rails are something else again. What the?
And Houston, we'll have you coming up to Site 2 at 7653. You might be in it too dark at that point, but that's the time. Over.
Okay, Charlie, at 208 here, inertial latitude, we're going just about straight down, and most of the terrain right down below my window is starting to disappear in nighttime. It's getting black here. But the one thing that really stands out was those features that we picked out, and I guess all the homework has paid off because, like I said, it's just like NASA Road 1 leading up to it. Over.
That sounds really great. We've got our friendly geologist back here grinning, and looks like we're going to be go for all the landmark tracking and everything in.
Okay, and I've just picked up Mokey down below. I can just see a little bit of the white rim and the rest is black. Landing site one, site two is completely in the black, but I can see half of the rim of Mokey, and that's about it. We're now passing in the darkness.
We copy, over.
Jack, although this is, or Charlie, although we're going into this backwards, it's still amazingly easy to pick up these landmarks as we're going into the landing site, especially the ones that we've worked on a lot more heavily.
Roger, I understand, Tan. Do you have your, are you monitoring?
We should be looking down, of course. It's in, we're looking down right now, as Tom said, right over Site 2. It's in darkness, and we've got a lot of reflected sun off the limb. But right over in the Surveyor 5 area also, but it's in darkness at the present time.
A feature we called US-1 stands out real well, and it disappears in the darkness right by Mokey. And the area over to the right, there's no doubt there's been some volcanism in there, and that's what we term the Oklahoma Hills. Over.
We copy, Tan. We thought you had your decent strip chart out, so we're breaking ours out here now.
I knew he'd name something Oklahoma Hills.
You notice he got that
Charlie,
in on the first rep, too.
It's still visible on my side window. It's still visible. Theophilus is still visible out my side window, and it's right on the Terminator, and it's beautiful the way the shadows are falling in it. If you would believe this, the only thing that is lit in Theophilus is the back rim and the central peak in the center of it. Central peak looks like it's going to last just about as long in sunlight as the far rim.
10, Roger, we copy. Ken, Houston, we'd like you to elaborate a little bit on the rills that you commented on about 5 minutes ago, Diamondback and Sidewinder, over.
Okay, I'll tell you, from my experience around the Earth, you can tell, Jack, it looks like Canyon Diablo out there in New Mexico. They're definitely dropped down with sharp walls. It doesn't look like there is any build up along the side. It's just straight down like a grabbing. At least from this angle up here, at least from 60 miles, it looks like they're straight down. It kind of looks something like Canyon Diablo. And we'll give you a better description tomorrow at 50,000. Over.
Roger, we copy.
Also, US-1 looks like it's got pretty vertical edges, but again, this is from 60 miles. We'll give you a better description tomorrow. Over.
Roger, 10. We copy. In the rails, do you think you can see the bottom of those things? Do you see any boulders or anything down there? It's probably pretty difficult from that altitude, but can you comment on that?
Charlie, no. 60 miles is too far up. It's mostly dark down there at the sun angle. Later on, we see some around on the other side. Tomorrow, we'll give you a better description.
Roger.
Say the truth, I didn't look that close, but it's the shadow that goes down in there. All you could tell was the rail. You couldn't see the bottom of it.
Roger.
Gino says that the ones he looked at were rounded off in the bottom.
Houston 10, you might tell Jack that he forgot to tell us to practice studying these landmarks standing on our head.
Roger. He heard the comment, and he'll take care of that for the next flight. We got a no. We'll have no update for you on your block data for the TEIs, and we confirm your orbit is 60.6 by 170.1 on 8 minutes of tracking. Over.
About 60.6 by 170.1. That agrees pretty close.
I guess we owe you, don't we?
Not me, DeFido.
Houston 10, you want me to leave my high bit rate switch in high?
Stand by.
Okay.
10, Houston, we'd like your bit rate switch to go to low. Over.
Okay, sorry I didn't catch that earlier.
It's okay.
Houston 10.
Go ahead, 10, over.
Okay, I guess I'm looking for some words on the PUG switch as to whether or not you want me to go ahead and put this one in increase at the start of the next burn or possibly use secondary considering the unbalance we've got.
Stand by, we'll get you some words in a minute.
The oxidizer flow valve is what I'm referring to.
Roger. We'll get you some word in a minute, 10. Over.
Okay, Charlie. Well, the thing I didn't understand about it was I waited till it settled down. It was over 300 decrease. I brought it back up very smoothly to just before zero, and I tried to lead it, and I closed it. And then she started going up, and I started it to the increased position at 150, and then I could barely hold my own. And in fact, I was losing ground the whole time. I did see it go through the crossover point, through the 57% regime, down to about 51 or so. And she did fluctuate all over the place, and then settled down again afterwards. And I left the oxidizer flow valve in increased position throughout that whole part of that burn.
Roger, we copy 10. It'll take our GNC guys a while to analyze the tapes. We'll give you some word after on our next rev. Over.
Okay, Charlie. Thank you.
Boy, Charlie, I never saw nothing like that. When we came around on the backside, it seems like the colors are different on the backside, more light than they are on the front side, primarily because of the Maria. I wouldn't say it's black. It's shades of black and white and browns in there. And near as I can tell, there's some brown in that thing.
Right, then I copied that
and,
on the
all kinds of shades of gray, of course.
Roger. Copy on the backside that the colors are different, that it appears to be more browns and blacks. Is that correct, or then Amari, over?
Well, yeah, I think as different from the Amari. And one thing that really stands out that wasn't impressed on me before we got here is a very great observable difference between the as far as elevation is concerned between the Mari and the surrounding terrain, the surrounding islands. Boy, this is really a rugged planet. And I saw a big basin on the backside, and we'll have to get around there and look at it again.
It ought to be coming up in a minute.
Hello, Houston Apollo 10. We've got a beautiful view of the Earth here, and pardon me, the Moon and Earthshine. Sorry about that slip. But it's absolutely fantastic here at night with Earthshine. I do have TVK.